In the Archives of American Art, the National Academy of Design, and the American Wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'd like to thank John Dawson, director of NAD, who had the idea of this symposium. John Howitt, chairman of the Departments of American Art at the Met, who so warmly seconded the idea, and Bill Wolfman, director of the Archives, who supported and encouraged all of us. I also would like to thank the staff of the Archives who all worked so hard on this event. Our very special thanks must go to Mr. and Mrs. Julian Gans, who generously donated a grant which made the symposium a reality. I'm happy to say that the Ganses are here with us tonight, all the way from Los Angeles. It gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker this evening, Professor William Burns. The room is full of colleagues, students, and friends of Professor Burns, so I need hardly list all his accomplishments. As curator, as teacher, and writer, he has contributed widely to our knowledge of many aspects of American art history. Numerous articles, catalogs, and books appear regularly. Titles include the drawings of Joseph Stella, American Neoclassic Sculpture, Revealed Masters, 19th Century Art, Washington Alston, and more recently, American Impressionism. Professor Gertz, as you know, is currently the executive officer of the Art History Graduate Program of the City University of New York. He is really directly responsible for our meeting here tonight, as he was guest curator of the exhibition, Painters of the Humble Truth, and wrote the major book of that same title, which serves as a catalog to that exhibition. Professor Kurtz will speak to us this evening on an overview on American still life. Professor Kurtz.
Portrait about contemporary with